CBS Radio Workshop Synopsis from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Robert A. Heinlein's short story, The Green Hills of Earth, was adapted to the CBS Radio Workshop on July 21, 1957. The CBS Radio Workshop was an experimental dramatic radio anthology series that aired on CBS from January 27, 1956 until September 22, 1957. Subtitled Radio's Distinguished Series to Man's Imagination, it was a revival of the earlier Columbia Workshop, broadcast by CBS from 1936 to 1947, and it used some of the same writers and directors employed on the earlier series. The premiere broadcast was a two-part adaptation of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, introduced and narrated by Huxley. It took a unique approach to sound effects, as described in a review that week in Time magazine, February 6, 1956. It took three radio sound men, a control room engineer, and 5 hours of hard work to create the sound that was heard for less than 30 seconds on the air. The sound consisted of a ticking metronome, tom-tom beats, bubbling water, an air hose, a cow moo, two types of boing, an oscillator, dripping water, again two types, and three kinds of wine glasses clicking against each other. Judiciously blended and recorded on tape, the effect was still not quite right. Then the tape was played backward with a little echo added. That did it. That sound depicted the manufacturing of babies in the radio version of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Music for the series was composed by Bernard Herrmann, Jerry Goldsmith, Amerigo Moreno, Ray Noble, and Leif Stevens. Other writers adapted to the series included Robert A. Heinlein, Sinclair Lewis, H. L. Mencken, Edgar Allan Poe, Frederick Pohl, James Thurber, and Thomas Wolfe. For the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, this is Bill Davis, your announcer.